Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lori Dietz. She is the executive director of the Carrington Chamber of Commerce, but she's also heavily involved with the Potholes and Prairies Birding Festival, which is beginning real soon this month. And Lori, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Let's Talk About It, Lori. And we'll jump right into it. The upcoming birding festival takes place in Carrington, North Dakota, and it goes from June 14th through the 18th. And tell our listeners a little bit about what the birding festival is, Lori.
Well, sure. This is our 15th annual, and we've been bringing people to our region for bird watching for that many years and more. What we do is we've got a wonderful schedule of events, mainly centering on birding tours, so to speak, out on the prairie. Many of our attendees are coming from the East or the West Coast or even internationally. This year we don't have an international attendee, but sometimes we do. And they come here to our region and go out on these bus tours to the prairie where they bring their binoculars and scopes and cameras and get a chance to check off birds off their life list, which is kind of like a birder's bucket list. They're looking for certain birds that they want to check off and say, I've seen or heard that bird. And then we also have some interesting seminars in the afternoons. We bring in some experts, local experts, and explain some things about birding in North Dakota and such. And then in the evening, we have some entertainment, some meals. We have a great speaker on Saturday night. Al Batt from Minnesota is a great natural or into nature type humorist. And so he'll be our speaker on Saturday night. So a wide variety of things that are very centered on birding. And we do enjoy some time over at the Putnam House on Friday evening. And then also we go over to Pipestem Creek, just south of Carrington, 9 miles, to have a meal and visit with the Hofferts and get a chance to visit out at their working farm and also their beautiful gardens out there. So a lot of things packed into those 4 days, and we show them a good time. And many, many times it's their first trip to North Dakota.
Oh, man.
And I always tell them, well, you save the best for last.
Yes, you know, and that part of the state that you're talking about, Lori, beautiful part of the state and a prime chance for individuals who are looking to complete that life list or find those really rare birds that you can't find anywhere else. Just a great chance for them to do that. Let's talk a little bit about that specifically too, Lori. These life lists, these are some people spend their entire lives trying to find as many birds and as many species of birds as possible, right?
Exactly, right. Our demographic for the attendees are well-educated travelers. They love to travel. Many of them are very interested in nature and ecology. Some are educators, just a variety of people, and they tend to be a mature adult. We have had some younger folks out on the tours, but generally the people have maybe retired and are living out those dreams of getting around to several states and like you said, checking off those birds. Many of them travel internationally to bird watch, which is kind of interesting. One thing that I'm always amazed by, and I am a people person, I enjoy getting to know them, and they are amazed at the openness of the prairie and how, you know, you can see the sun come up and you can see the sun go down, and it's just beautiful nature. And I think as North Dakotans, we take that for granted. It's in our own backyard. It's what we grew up with, probably. We see it every day. We don't really think about that significance. And really, it is awesome to many of those that have not been here before.
Definitely, definitely. It's something to check out. And for those listening who have not attended before, it sounds like something that would be very interesting to take in. Again, Lori Dietz joining us. We're talking about the Prairies and Potholes Birding Festival coming up June 14th through the 18th. Lori, how many people do you expect that the area to bring in? How many people do you expect the event itself to bring into the community?
Sure. Generally, we bill our festival as a small, intimate festival where people get a chance to get to know each other, get a chance to go out to our little cafes on the prairie, that type of thing. So this year, I would say we're expecting about 50 attendees or so, and then that also we'll be having several bird experts that lead the guided tours that will be coming from various entities. Some are North Dakota birders and some we bring in. Eric Brunke is one that we bring in from, he's lived between Wisconsin and Texas. I'm not sure where he's at right now, but he leads national tours. And so he's kind of our guest expert this year, Eric Brunke, and really a nice guy, and he does great photography too. But yes, we were expecting about 50, and then plus the guides and other special people that we have invited.
Wonderful. So again, it's coming up June 14th through the 18th. A couple more detailed questions, Lori. Is there a cost to participate in the event? And is it really just open to anybody who wants to come and join you guys?
It is open. And a lot of times as it gets closer to the festival, we have more North Dakota people jump on board. Mm-hmm. So there you can do a daily registration where you just come for one day or 2 days. Once in a while, we have people that are traveling through North Dakota and just want to come and stop for one day. We can accommodate that. We have an entire festival registration fee. We also have things broke down a little bit. Say you're a local person and you just want to come and hear about the Sparrow. We call it the Sparrow School Seminar. Or perhaps you just want to take one tour. Those can be broken down, and you can give me a call on those at 652-2524. Otherwise, generally, most of the people that are coming from out of state will register for the entire festival. Many will be here a few days ahead or even beyond the festival to do some of their birding on their own.
Wonderful. Perfect. So it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event. I encourage people to go and check it out. Again, beautiful part of the state of North Dakota. And Lori, if anybody has questions or they want to get more information, do you have a website or any other way they can contact you to get that information?
Sure. We do have a nice website with registration right on there. Also have bird lists of the different birds, the species that have been found for the last several years. So you can kind of see which ones are generally spotted during the festival. It's birdingdrives.com. And
Got
the
it.
Name of the organization is Birding Drives Dakota. And then you can give me a call, 652-2524. And we are on Facebook, too. So check that out.
Wonderful. Lori, we really appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about the upcoming festival or about the community of Carrington?
Well, we're sure excited to bring them in and amazed how fast these years have gone by with 15 years for our annual festival. And we couldn't do it with all these great North Dakota experts that we invite in. Like I said, if you're interested in just knowing more or want to come to a seminar, just give me a call or shoot an email, chambergal@dactyl.com, and we will make sure that you get a chance to come out and visit with the birders.
Fantastic. Lori, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.